local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:06, FM Talk 106.5 on this Thursday morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Kelly Finley's got our headlines, Dr. Bill's got our forecast, and Todd Stacey says,
based on this polling, Jeff Sessions would be the front runner already in that field. And so that's pretty significant information.
What does he mean by all that? We'll get you more of that interview coming up this morning. As yes, you've heard it for weeks now. Now the drumbeat loudest today that today will be the day that Jeff Sessions announces he's in for Senate in Alabama. All the details coming up in the next few minutes right here on FM Talk 106.5. And right now, Kane, you go with our traffic. Tell us something here.
Good morning, everyone. From the CBDAmerica1.com Traffic Center, we've got an accident-free condition so far. Great ride across the Bayway from Daphne and Spanish Ford, northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw and Saraland, Tillman's Corner and Theodore, all checking in with light traffic. Market in the Park is back again this Saturday in downtown Mobile, Cathedral Square. Stop to get locally produced fruits, veggies, plants, and flowers. Get details at Special Events Mobile. .org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It's going to be a warm day with showers developing and highs around 80 degrees. Tonight, showers, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, cloudy, windy, and cooler with highs in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
6:08, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings, Thursday style, always busy around here, even busier on a Thursday, and a Thursday that has the rumor mill cranked up on whether he will or he won't announce his candidacy for Senate in Alabama. That would be Jeff Sessions and eyes of the nation on this, as well as eyes here in Alabama. And I'm sure a bunch of people at the White House paying attention to this as well. A lot to talk about with this, and we'll get into it. President Trump will be in T-Town on Saturday. Okay. Well, the other side note there is this story I put up on Twitter last night from the Crimson White, which is a student newspaper at the University of Alabama, about a warning going out to the students about protesting President Trump and what that could mean for seating there. Also, if the president is, let's say Jeff Sessions announces and the president is here and gives some remarks or is on Twitter, will he use that time to attack Jeff Sessions? And what does this mean for the other? You know, we start talking about Jeff Sessions entering this race and maybe what it means, his relationship with the president. What does it mean for the people that are currently running for Senate on the Republican side? What do they have to think about it, getting the man who was a overwhelmingly popular senator for the state of Alabama, maybe announcing that he's coming back? We'll get into that in detail and, of course, hear from you. Turning up your voice on the text line at 343-0106, 343-0106, and after 8 o'clock, turning up your voice on the phone line. Today is our Bobby Day.
It is.
Yeah, so Captain Bobby Abrascato joins us around 7:50. Robert Kennedy Jr. joins us at 8:05, and Rob Holbert at 8:30. All right, so we're busy. Glad you're here. And let's get started with some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. New this morning, new images of a person of interest in the case of missing college student Anaya Blanchard have been released. The Auburn Police Department released the two photos of a man, and they're asking the public for help identifying him. The man was seen on video surveillance inside of the convenience store at the time the 19-year-old was last seen and disappeared on October the 23rd. The man is described as a black male in his early to mid-20s, approximately 200 pounds, and is between 5'8" and 5'10" inches tall. He's wearing dark-colored pants, dark-colored shoes, and a camouflage-colored hooded jacket with the word Vans in white and white writing that is across the back. The person of interest left the convenience store and was described as a late 2000 model Lincoln Town car, either silver or gray in color. Anyone with any information is urged to contact 911 or 334-501-3140. There is an anonymous tip line available as well, 334-246-1391. There's a more than $100,000 reward being offered for any information leading to the safe return of 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard. This morning, the search continues for a missing person in the water some 2 nautical miles offshore of Destin, Florida. According to the USCG, the Coast Guard, the Air Force, and Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission are searching for the airman who exited a C-130 aircraft over the Gulf of Mexico. Watchstanders at Coast Guard Sector Mobile received a report at approximately 11:30 a.m. on Tuesday for their help to locate the service member. And since then, even more agencies have joined in the search, to include U.S. Army 7th Special Forces Group, Duke Field, and the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office, and the Escambia County Sheriff's Office as well. The missing airman has yet to be identified. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. State troopers have released the name of the motorcyclist who died in a crash early Wednesday morning in Baldwin County. It happened around 4 o'clock on County Road 112. Troopers say an 18-wheeler was hit by a motorcyclist identified as 57-year-old Keith Owens of Pensacola. Owens died at the scene. The truck driver, 52-year-old Patrick Bannister of Bay Minette, was not injured. As emergency crews responded to that crash, a second crash happened in the same location. An 18-wheeler loaded with logs hit 2 unoccupied vehicles. The 18-wheeler then ran off the road, hitting and killing a volunteer firefighter, 41-year-old Dwayne Bradshaw. He was airlifted to Sacred Heart Hospital, where he died. Bradshaw returned from Iraq just 3 weeks ago. A grand jury will hear D'Angelo Parnell's case. The 17-year-old is accused of shooting 9 people at Ladd People Stadium in August. They've recovered shell casings from Parnell's gun and another weapon. Right now, Parnell faces 9 counts of attempted murder. Some of those charges may be dropped if ballistics proves Parnell isn't responsible for some of the injuries. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
If you're tired of the same old promises from politicians, you don't know Jerry. Jerry Carl is different. Like President Trump, Jerry's an outsider and businessman who'll stand with Trump to put America first. His word is his bond. It's how Jerry Carl became a successful businessman who's built several different companies right here in South Alabama. And as county commissioner, it's why Jerry Carl refused a taxpayer-funded salary, opposed wasteful spending, and stopped tolling for a new bridge. As a Christian saved by God's grace, Jerry Carl is 100% pro-life, and we can count on him to defend our South Alabama values. And Jerry wants to tackle tough problems, not whine about them. That's why the Socialist Squad won't stop Jerry Carl from building a wall to secure our borders. He's not the loudest, but he's the toughest. He's just Jerry. Conservative Jerry Carl for Congress.
I'm Jerry Carl, but call me Jerry, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Jerry Carl for Congress.
Since 1921, Baldwin Mutual Insurance Company has been the place to get insurance coverage for Alabama residents for protection of homes, farms, and commercial property. For complete property and liability coverage, see Baldwin Mutual Insurance Company, 315 East Laurel Avenue in Foley, providing outstanding property and casualty coverage for the Gulf Coast since 1921 and a proud supporter of Auburn University. War Eagle.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 1065 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 1065. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at Twitter.com at FM Talk 1065.
Nick Saban gives an update on Tua's status for this weekend's big game against LSU. South Alabama men's basketball starts the season with a win, and a couple of the NFL's biggest stars are on track to return this weekend. 617 on FM Talk 106.5, I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. As Alabama prepares for their top three matchup against LSU this Saturday in Tuscaloosa, quarterback Tua Tagovailoa continues to do all he can to return from a high ankle sprain. Head coach Nick Saban gave an update on his star quarterback's status yesterday.
I know you're going to ask me about Tua, but look, Tua's worked hard to try to get back where he has an opportunity to play. He's been able to practice some. We still don't know what his status for the game is going to be. We'll make it, you know, when the game comes. You don't know what kind of setbacks he's going to have and how he's going to continue to progress.
On October 20th, Tagovailoa underwent a tightrope procedure to repair a high ankle sprain on his right ankle that he injured against Tennessee. He practiced on a limited basis last week during the bye, and according to 24/7 Sports, he was on the field during all three viewing periods of practice this week with a black sleeve on his right leg and was moving well. The third-ranked Tide hosts the second-ranked LSU Tigers in Tuscaloosa this Saturday at 2:30. The South Alabama Jaguars men's basketball team got their season started with an 82-51 win over Pikeville last night at the Mitchell Center. New senior guard transfer Chad Lott led the Jags with 18 points. Five players from South scored double-digit points in the victory. Senior Trey Mitchell added 15 with 9 blocks, tying Frank Wilson and Kelly Blaine for the school record. The Jags, who have been picked by many as the preseason Sun Belt Conference favorites, host Southern Miss at home on Saturday night at 7. In the SEC, South Carolina beat North Alabama 77-55. Missouri easily cruised past Incarnate Word 82-42. Texas A&M beat Northwestern State 77-63. And the Jerry Stackhouse era began at Vanderbilt with an 83-65 win over Southeast Missouri State. In NFL news, a couple of the league's biggest stars are on track to return from injury this weekend. Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid said that the team has been increasing quarterback Patrick Mahomes' workload in practice this week before they make a decision on the quarterback's availability for Sunday's game against the Tennessee Titans. Mahomes was listed as a full participant in Wednesday's practice. And Arizona Cardinals running back David Johnson told reporters he is definitely playing Sunday against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers after missing the last two games with an ankle injury. Johnson, who went on the injury report leading into the Week 7 game at the New York Giants, said he is at 100%. In the NBA, James Harden scored 36 points and had 13 assists as the Houston Rockets beat Golden State 129-112. Luka Doncic scored 27 points, leading Dallas past Orlando 107-106. Milwaukee beat the LA Clippers 129-124. Chicago got the win over Atlanta 113-93. Detroit beat the New York Knicks 122-102. The Pacers beat the Wizards 121-106. Toronto over Sacramento 124-120. Memphis beat Minnesota 137-121. And Utah beat Philadelphia 106-104. It's 620 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Hey, speaking of sports, sports and politics collide as President Trump coming to Tuscaloosa on Saturday. The Crimson White student newspaper at the University of Alabama has a warning for students. We'll talk about that coming up. And what about Jeff Sessions? What happens if he announces today he's in for this Senate run? We'll have all the details and an interview with Todd Stacey coming up.
Have you been in a manufactured home lately? Manufactured homes have come a long way, now featuring many different custom design options. From farmhouse looks to more modern styles, today's manufactured homes are made with clean lines, open floor plans, great lighting, and high-end finishes. If you want to learn more about how you can own the home of your dreams at an affordable price, visit the Alabama Manufactured Housing Association website, almha.org, to find a retailer near you. That's almha.org.
FM Talk 106.5. the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It's going to be a warm day with showers developing and highs around 80 degrees. Tonight, showers, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, cloudy, windy, and cooler with highs in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
If you think any other sausage than Monroe sausage is the South's best smoked sausage, then you need to try Monroe sausage. Still making their well-loved original recipe locally in Monroe County since 1959, 100% hickory-smoked premium pork mixed with their own special seasonings gives it a rich southern flavor, but with less fat and sodium. Perfect for breakfast, lunch, dinner, tailgating, or appetizers, sold locally in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Monroe sausage. Yeah, it's that good.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
Proving that, in fact, we all can't just get along.
You need to have your ticket punched, Bomb Bomb. I'm going to be your worst nightmare.
So, would you say I would have the right to defend myself?
Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, accident-free conditions continue. It's a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway from Fairhope and Daphne along 98 Spanish Ford, no problem. And out from Tillman's Corner and Theodore along Highway 90, Halls Mill Road, perfect start on the way in. At SpringHill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they offer the all-new 2019 RAV4 with 1.9% APR financing for up to 60 months plus $500 bonus cash back. Model 4430. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 623 FM Talk 106.5. Our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, on the way. Some rain in the mix. Cooler temperatures by this weekend, but looking at next week, did I see a 29? I saw a 29, I think.
That would be below freezing.
That would be a couple degrees below freezing for sure. Mentioned Crimson White, student newspaper at the University of Alabama, reporting last night. So this came out at 9:40 p.m. Central Time. President Donald Trump confirmed during a Wednesday night rally in Monroe, Louisiana, that he would be attending the Alabama-LSU game on Saturday. Hey, Crimson White, we already knew that. Quote is, this Saturday I'm going to be at a certain game, he said to the crowd. It's LSU versus a pretty good team from Alabama, end quote. Jason Rothfarb, Vice President of Student Affairs, issued a letter on Tuesday evening addressing additional security measures for the Alabama-LSU game on Saturday and ask student organizations to arrive at the stadium no later than 12:30 p.m. So that's a 2:30 kick.
Yeah, and I saw they're actually opening the gates at 11:30 this time.
Wow. Letter goes on to say that any organizations that engage in disruptive behavior during the game will be removed from block seating instantly for the remainder of the season.
The rest of the year, not just the game. Wow.
Yes. It says, once again, letter says, to the organizations have block seating there, you know, student sections at Bryant-Denny, any that engage in disruptive behavior during the game will be removed from block seating instantly for the remainder of the season, end quote. Rothfarb issued an additional statement at 2:02 p.m. to clarify his comments regarding disruptive behavior. Went on to say, as with other games this season, organizations' block seating locations will be clearly marked, but at a certain time, other students can and should have access to open seats. By disruptive behavior, we are asking students to be respectful of all students and staff and avoid altercations. My email had nothing to do with anyone's First Amendment rights, and I'm sorry for any confusion. Please express yourselves, and especially your pride for the Tide. Now it's getting even more confused. So it seems like he crawfished a bit on that.
And if there's one way to ensure protests, it would be to tell people not to protest.
Yes, although I think President Trump will get a warm reception at Bryant-Denny.
I believe so.
Highest percentage of approval for President Trump is here in Alabama. We are even over West Virginia. That's saying something. So we'll watch what happens there, but that's some of the hubbub going on in Tuscaloosa right now with the president heading there. I cannot imagine the security issues it's going to be
Would singing the unwritten lyrics to Dixieland Delight count as disruptive behavior?
Holy cow. So I backspaced out of that tweet last night late. You know, I was laying there and I was about to have a comment about will Dixieland Delight be sung, and will somebody have a camera on President Trump and see if he'll sing along? This Dixieland Delight. We'll watch that. All right, 6:26. Let's get headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Happening overnight, President Donald Trump has confirmed that, yes, he will be in attendance of the Alabama-LSU game this Saturday in Tuscaloosa. The president said at a rally in Monroe, Louisiana, quote, "By the way, this Saturday I'm going to be at a certain game. Let's see, it's LSU versus a pretty good team from Alabama." The president goes on to say, "I'm a football fan and I hear you have a great quarterback. We're going to see. I'm actually going to the game. I said, that's the game I want to go to. It will be tremendous. Two great teams." So if you plan to be at the game this Saturday, don't miss kickoff, because the University of Alabama is advising you to arrive to the stadium extra early, as in a few hours early, due to extra security required for this presidential visit. New information this morning in a horrific crash which claimed the life of a firefighter after he was responding to a fatal crash in Escambia County. It happened Wednesday morning just across the Alabama-Florida line. Here's what we know. 41-year-old Dwayne S. Bradshaw, the volunteer district chief at Escambia County Fire Rescue Station No. 1 in Bellevue and assistant district chief at Station No. 2, was killed while responding to a multi-vehicle accident with a fatality. We also know that the Escambia County Emergency Communications received a call for a multi-vehicle accident at approximately 3:52 a.m. The Escambia County Fire Rescue and Escambia County EMS both responded. While responding to that crash, Bradshaw was hit by a vehicle and was then transported by Lifelight as a trauma alert to Sacred Heart Hospital. At this hour, the Alabama Highway Patrol is investigating. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. And coming up in just about 15 minutes, we'll find out more about this statement.
Based on this polling, Jeff Sessions would be the front runner already in that field.
That is the
that's pretty significant information.
That is the big question. Will he announce today, and what does it mean for what the president might be tweeting over the weekend? And what does it mean for other Republicans that would like to be the next U.S. Senator from Alabama?
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Former U.S. Attorney General and Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions is expected to announce his campaign to reclaim his old Senate seat. Both CNN and The Washington Post reported that last night. Friday is the final day for candidates to qualify. Sessions was in the Senate for 20 years before accepting the job as U.S. Attorney General in 2017. Mobile police are looking for the person who left a severely injured horse tied to a tree in downtown Mobile. A veterinarian made the call to euthanize the horse. Police say the animal's hind legs broke through the floor of a trailer it was being hauled in, hitting the road, but the driver kept going. They say the driver eventually stopped and abandoned the horse. Police released a picture of a black truck hauling a blue horse trailer. We expect to hear closing arguments today in the Marquise Wallace trial. Police say Wallace was driving a rented white Dodge Challenger that hit and killed a woman and a baby. From there, police say Wallace cut off his ankle monitor and ditched the car. They found it at a warehouse in Pensacola using SiriusXM's built-in GPS. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Sticks River Shooting Center in Robertsdale has everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. Try your skills at the rifle and pistol ranges, skeet field, trap field, and clay shooting. Sticks River Shooting Center, located off Interstate 10, exit 53 Wilcox Road. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sticks River Shooting Center, a fun place to shoot. Come get your aim on.
Journey. Don't stop believing. Pretenders.
Back on the chain again.
Two incredible bands. One amazing night in Alabama. Journey. Pretenders. The Wharf Amphitheater, August 26th. Get tickets this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Anywhere you want it. Produced by Red Mountain Entertainment.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo sounding the alarm this morning over Iran resuming nuclear enrichment, issuing a statement saying Iran is, quote, positioning itself to have the option of a rapid nuclear breakout. Pompeo is demanding that all nations take serious steps to increase pressure on Iran. The first of the funerals for the nine American family members massacred in Mexico are getting underway this morning in the small village of Lamora, with Mexican soldiers standing guard. Old Man Winter is planning a visit back east by this weekend.
Saturday morning, much of the eastern third of the United States, you're going to have temperatures below freezing. 20s and teens in a lot of areas in the Northeast, 20s in the Mid-Atlantic region, low to mid-30s in the Deep South, and that's certainly going to cause a frost and freeze risk there by Saturday morning.
That's meteorologist Brian Hurley of the government's National Storm Prediction Center. Stock futures gaining on positive news about U.S.-China trade. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Lenovo says it will ensure its smartphone business will not suffer another loss. The world's largest PC maker has struggled in the handset industry. In 2014, it acquired Motorola in a $2.9 billion deal to expand into the field and buffer the company against an increasingly saturated PC market globally. But profitability in the smartphone segment has been difficult, and the business only posted its first pre-tax profit since the acquisition in late 2018, largely driven by cost-cutting and by scaling back its handset operations in less profitable markets. Fox Corporation says its quarterly revenue rose 5%, boosted by strong growth at its television unit and higher proceeds from its Los Angeles studio lot, which the company is leasing to rivals. Qualcomm has given its first forecast for global 5G smartphone shipments of between 175 million and 225 million next year, pointing to demand taking off. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a moderately higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
You love the outdoors. You love to hunt and fish. So do the folks at Quince Sporting Goods in Saraland. For 50 years, Quince has been outfitting hunters and fishermen in South Alabama. The outdoor specialists at Quince stock the gear that works around here. From a big selection of proven freshwater tackle to their archery sales and service, to a monster selection of guns, optics, footwear, and apparel. Get the right gear from the people that love to hunt and fish just as much as you do. Quince Sporting Goods, two lights west of I-65 on Industrial Parkway in Saraland.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, clouds out there, and you've got rain in our forecast. When does that start?
Well, it looks like this afternoon we'll start to see some showers move in and associated with a cold front. That front is still just approaching northwest Mississippi, but it's going to move rapidly down through Mississippi and Alabama today and tonight, and that front should get in here this evening, and the wind will shift around to the north and northwest, and we're in for some cooler temperatures tomorrow and for the weekend. So today, though, look for mostly cloudy skies with showers developing mainly this afternoon. The high today will be up near 80 degrees. We actually reached 80 yesterday. Tonight, good chance for showers, and we'll start to cool down as the wind shifts around to the north. And we'll see a low in the lower 50s tomorrow morning. Then tomorrow, a mostly cloudy day and only 62 for the high. So we're going to go from near 80 today to a high of only 62 tomorrow. The wind tomorrow will be out of the north at 15 to 20 miles per hour and gusty. So that's going to make it feel even cooler. Tomorrow night, we'll see some gradual clearing. And we're going to get down around 40 degrees for Friday night and into Saturday morning. That means some areas will be in the upper 30s. As for the weekend, well, sunny and cool on Saturday, about 65 degrees. And then Sunday, sunny, a little bit warmer, but still in the 60s, 68 degrees for Sunday afternoon. Now, after that, Monday, we warm up into the low 70s with a slight chance of a shower. May see a few showers Monday night. And then a stronger cold front comes in. And on Tuesday, we'll see a few morning showers and windy, and the high of only 52 on Tuesday. Tuesday night, a freeze, 30 degrees here in the city, upper 20s, even maybe some mid-20s in the outlying areas for Tuesday night. And then Wednesday, again, 52 for high and mostly sunny, and we'll likely see a freeze for Tuesday night and Wednesday night.
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
So definitely you're going to bring in the any kind of vegetables or tropical plants, get those in. That's going to be So this is the start of, even though it's fall, this is the start of winter, 3 days of freezing.
This is serious stuff, right? This is winter time, and we'll get a taste of it coming in on Tuesday and Wednesday. And Tuesday, with the wind and only 52, it's going to feel more like about 40, 42 degrees with a gusty wind out of the north.
So, I mean, we go from just a few weeks ago, upper 80s a few weeks ago, to now, you know, 30s or upper 20s. Wow. All right. I was looking at the national forecast as well. They're talking about a big cold outbreak in the northeast. I guess that's what we're getting the remnants of down here.
Well, that's the one coming in for tonight. And as I said, we're going to cool down to near 40 degrees for tomorrow night. And, of course, it's going to be much colder up around the Great Lakes in the northeast. But they're going to feel the effects of the next one coming in next week, which will be much colder.
Hey, talking about snowfall amounts up there, too. I mean, this, I guess it's not, I mean, there's some areas in the northeast, but it seems early here in November to get any kind of accumulation.
Yeah, they may see that up in the north with this, with possibly this front, but certainly the next front that comes in, they might get some snowfall up there. So, yeah, this is a big cold wave that's sitting up there now over the northwest Canada and Alaska, and that's the one that's waiting to slide right down through the Great Plains and come into our area on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Hey, Dr. Bill, I know I'd asked you a few weeks ago about this, but I want to revisit in the macro view of this winter, not, you know, day in and day out, but what kind of winter should we expect here along the Gulf Coast? It could be colder than average, normal, warmer than average. What do you see in the long term?
Well, the long range looks at this area as being close to normal, which means we'll get our share of some cold waves and then warm ups. So as we normally talk about average, it comes out to just about normal. The coldest areas were below normal temperatures so far. The long-range forecast is for the Great Lakes in the northeast, so they're going to get some pretty cold weather. This they normally do, but this will be colder than normal up to the north.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert. It is forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. 640, we'll check traffic coming up next.
Hey, this is Chuck McKay. After a tough year of chemo last year, I was having issues with sleep, my energy level, and aches and pains that just would not get better, even with medication. I heard friends say CBD had helped them with similar issues and thought, I need to at least try this stuff. I knew Joe Brown had opened Your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest. So I skeptically went to see if CBD could help me. I felt hope as soon as Joe started talking. He asked what I was experiencing, carefully explained how CBD works with the body, then suggested Your CBD store products and dosage that had worked for his other customers. I started that day, and within days, I was sleeping again, and my body and just life felt good again. Listen, if you suffer from pain or anxiety, please see Joe at Your CBD store of West Mobile. Don't let skepticism of CBD keep you from feeling better another day. And please, shop local. It helps us all.
Visit your CBD store of West Mobile at Hillcrest and Greelot.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Good morning, everyone, for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Still have accident-free conditions and light traffic coming in from the Eastern Shore across the Bayway and the Causeway from Airport, Spring Hill, and Moffitt, 65. Dolphin Street looks good all the way to McGregor. Just watch your speed again in the school zones. You've got buses traveling. Classic hits, cocktails, and craft beer options come alive every night in Mobile's Piano Bar, the Royal Street Tavern at the Battle House Hotel. Enjoy the music of Alabama's own John David Anthony, the co-founder of Wed Willie. It all starts tonight at 7. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 642 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Sean and Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane. Of course, Kelly's got our headlines in just a second. I do want to run a couple clips here, some shortened clips from an interview I had yesterday with Todd Stacey from Alabama Daily News. He joined me during the midday show yesterday to talk about some polling information out about how Jeff Sessions would look lined up against the other candidates and how the candidates look without Jeff Sessions in the mix. And of course, we started off the discussion with the football angle. And I think there's something to be said. And Todd was saying, what would happen if President Trump is, you know, comes to Tuscaloosa as he is and is doing this on the heels either the day of or the next day or 2 days out from an announcement from Jeff Sessions that he's running for Senate. Will he be able to not comment on it? Here's a little bit of that conversation from yesterday asking this to Todd Stacey.
Well, you know, the one thing we know is that if Jeff Sessions does announce sometime this week, meaning now between now and Friday afternoon at 5 o'clock, then that news would be very fresh, no matter what day, even if it was today. That news would be very fresh when President Donald Trump comes to Alabama, goes to Bryant-Denny Stadium, and, you know, for the LSU-Alabama game. And you have to think, especially given just the enormous magnitude of the moment, that he would be very tempted to tweet. The decision is going to come before the game, right? The Friday afternoon at 5 o'clock, that is the deadline to register as a Republican to run for U.S. Senate. But if he does, which a lot of people think he is, then, man, well, as if that Alabama-LSU game couldn't get any bigger.
That's right, that it involves the president as well. And how would he look at this announcement from Jeff Sessions?
The times have changed because he was absolutely a favorite of Republican voters in Alabama. But if he gets in, we'll find out, you know, if it's true. So many people have here in the state, when the president turned on Jeff Sessions, or they'll say when Sessions turned on the president, whatever it is, those people, they at least anecdotally, and I've not seen real stats, but anecdotally, they seem to abandon Jeff Sessions and go stand with the president.
Yeah, well, I think that's going to be the fascinating thing about this race. We know that President Trump is unfailingly popular amongst the Republican electorate in Alabama. It's anywhere from 85 to 90% positive amongst Republicans for Trump. Sessions used to be in that territory. The polling that we've got now shows that he's anywhere from 69 to 70% popular. One poll back in June showed that he was about 60% of GOP voters had a favorable view of Jeff Sessions, while about 34% had an unfavorable view. Now, look, that's pretty positive. Any of these Republicans running for Senate right now would kill to have those numbers, to have, you know, be that far, you know, above water as far as favorability is concerned. But the question becomes, what happens once the president starts tweeting? What happens when there's a, you know, daily or weekly, you know, attack from Donald Trump on Sessions? And just today, The Hill came out with another article, a source from the White House, a blind source, granted, but a blind source saying, yeah, the White House would not look favorably upon a Sessions run.
All right, we'll have some more clips from that interview coming up throughout the morning. Of course, we'll be talking about it with you on the text line at 343-0106 and our 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. Would you consider voting for Jeff Sessions in the 2020 Senate Republican primary? Vote online, front page of FMTalk1065.com.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or corporate function? Well, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Neiman with Neiman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and an event to remember. Call Neiman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at neimanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Neiman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
From the author of Oldsmobile Restaurants comes a new book, Oldsmobile Trivia, a beautiful 200-page hardcover book that'll look great on your coffee table and offer hours of reading enjoyment. It's just like the title says, trivia, facts, and stories about Mobile, with more than 300 questions and answers and loaded with photographs that illustrate and enhance many of the trivia topics. Oldsmobile Trivia is a delightful book that'll also serve as a game that your family and friends will love to play. Topics for questions and answers range from Hank Aaron to Linda Zogby, from astronaut to Wet Willie, from Airbus to the Wright Brothers, and from architecture to Rag Swamp. The more you learn about Mobile, the more you'll want to learn. Few American cities can claim the rich history and culture of Mobile, Alabama. Discover the surprising facts, people, and events that have shaped the port city's colorful 300-plus years. Available at the Haunted Bookshop, Ashland Galleries, Five Gold Monkeys, Southern Art and Framing, Page and Palette, Cotton City Antiques, and online at oldmobilerestaurants.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. State troopers have released the name of the motorcyclist who died in a crash early Wednesday morning in Baldwin County. It happened around 4 o'clock on County Road 112. Troopers say an 18-wheeler was hit by a motorcyclist identified as 57-year-old Keith Owens of Pensacola. Owens died at the scene. The truck driver, 52-year-old Patrick Bannister of Bay Minette, was not injured. As emergency crews responded to that crash, a second crash happened in the same location. An 18-wheeler loaded with logs hit two unoccupied vehicles. The 18-wheeler then ran off the road, hitting and killing a volunteer firefighter, 41-year-old Dwayne Bradshaw. He was airlifted to Sacred Heart Hospital, where he died. Bradshaw returned from Iraq just 3 weeks ago. A grand jury will hear D'Angelo Parnell's case. The 17-year-old is accused of shooting nine people at Ladd People Stadium in August. They've recovered shell casings from Parnell's gun and another weapon. Right now, Parnell faces nine counts of attempted murder. Some of those charges may be dropped if ballistics proves Parnell isn't responsible for some of the injuries. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News.
Why should you call ProTint to protect your valuable assets from sun damage? Factory tinted glass on trucks and SUVs are only good for privacy purposes. The professionals at ProTint use quality ceramic films on all windows to create a much cooler interior. Ceramic films also increase durability and provide superior protection against interior damage. Plus, ceramic films are metal-free, glare-resistant, and shatter-resistant. For a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, call ProTint 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Good morning. 10 minutes until 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. As Alabama prepares for their top three matchup against LSU this Saturday in Tuscaloosa, quarterback Tua Tagovailoa continues to do all he can to return from a high ankle sprain. Head coach Nick Saban gave an update on his star quarterback's status yesterday.
I know you're going to ask me about Tua. But look, Tua's worked hard to try to get back where he has an opportunity to play. He's been able to practice some. We still don't know what his status for the game is going to be. We'll make it, you know, when the game comes. I don't know what kind of setbacks he's going to have and how he's going to continue to progress.
I don't know if they moved the mics, but he seems to be hitting the podium a lot less this season than he has in the past.
I don't know if they told Coach Saban. No, nobody tells Coach Saban anything. They might have put little buffers in, little rubber things, so when it hits the podium, it doesn't go boom, boom.
Every single interview last year, he was hitting the podium. You might remember on October 20th, Tagovailoa underwent a tightrope procedure to repair a high ankle sprain that he injured against Tennessee. He practiced on a limited basis during the bye week, and according to 247sports.com, he was on the field during all three viewing periods of practice this week with a black sleeve on his right leg and was reportedly moving well. The third-ranked Tide hosts the second-ranked LSU Tigers in Tuscaloosa this Saturday at 2:30. The South Alabama Jaguars men's basketball team got their season started with an 82-51 win over the Pikeville Bears last night at the Mitchell Center. New senior guard transfer Chad Lott led the Jags with 18 points. Five players from South scored double-digit points in the victory. Senior Trey Mitchell added 15 with 9 blocks. That ties Frank Wilson and Kelly Blaine for the school record. The Jags, who have been picked by many as the preseason Sun Belt Conference favorites, host Southern Miss at home on Saturday night at 7. In NFL news, a couple of the league's biggest stars are on track to return from injury this weekend. Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid said that the team has been increasing quarterback Patrick Mahomes' workload in practice this week before they make a decision on his availability for Sunday's game against Tennessee. Mahomes was listed as a full participant in Wednesday's practice. And Arizona Cardinals running back David Johnson told reporters that he is definitely playing Sunday when the Cardinals take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Johnson has missed the last two games with an ankle injury. He said he is now at 100%. 6:52 on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
All right. Thank you, Dalton. And an update here from the text line. There's a wreck. When you're turning into Austell in front of the AIDT Training Center is backing up the causeway eastbound. I saw a wreck there yesterday when I was coming out of the battleship. But once again, wreck turning into Austell in front of the AIDT Training Center backing up causeway eastbound. More details with traffic coming up in just a minute.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should too. Come visit any of the 7 locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It's going to be a warm day with showers developing and highs around 80 degrees. Tonight, showers, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, cloudy, windy, and cooler with highs in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Good morning from the Pits and Suns Towing Recovery Traffic Center. We do have an accident right in front of Austell off the causeway at Atsco Road, and it's backed up towards the Bankhead Tunnel. But wreckers are on the scene. No other accidents in the roadways. Looks good from Airport Dolphin and Spring Hill at 65 and across the Bayway coming in through the Eastern Shore. This Saturday morning, Canes Warrior Kids set up for a toy drive at the USS Alabama with the 41st Annual Battleship Rugby Tournament, collecting toys for the USA Women's and Children's Hospital. Find out more at caneswarriorkids.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Good for you, Kane. As always, Kane's Warrior Kids, great charity, doing good stuff in amongst all his traffic, race car stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Kane's known that guy for a long time, since we were both in music radio a lifetime ago, that's for sure. 6:54, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. The 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question: would you consider voting for Jeff Sessions in the 2020 Senate Republican primary? You can vote online, front page of the website. We have some polling out now that shows Jeff Sessions would lead if he gets in. We'll give you more on that coming up in just a minute or two. And by the way, 1-800-GOT-JUNK. You got junk, you want it gone before the kinfolk get in for the holidays, or are you just sick of looking at the junk in your house, around your house, at your office, a storage unit you're paying for day in and day out? You got junk, get it gone. It's as easy as making an appointment on a specific day and a specific time. Yeah, they do that. When you call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or go online to 1-800-GOTJUNK.com, they'll actually give you a day, give you a time, show up, quote you a price. If you say yes, they get to work and get it done. It is that easy. We've used it at home and here with our business. That's my buddy Trey with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Right now, Kelly's got her headlines.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A homicide investigation is now underway in Mobile. Officers responded to Doyle Park off Dolphin Island Parkway around 9:30 p.m. last night. That is where authorities found an adult male on the playground suffering from a gunshot wound. That victim was pronounced dead at the scene. Happening right now, homicide detectives are interviewing witnesses, but no arrests have been made at this hour. The victim has not yet been identified. Police in the Port City are working to figure out who would just leave an injured horse behind. This is a case of animal cruelty. On Thursday, October 31st, at approximately 11:45 p.m., Mobile police responded to the 700 block of St. Francis Street in reference to the report of a horse tied to a tree on a property in Mobile. Officers located the horse and discovered that the horse's rear legs had been injured. The investigation revealed that the horse was in a trailer when its legs broke through the floor and hit the roadway. The driver then continued driving and later abandoned the animal on St. Francis Street. Authorities then contacted a veterinarian who then had to euthanize the animal due to the severity of their injuries. Attempts to locate the owner have been unsuccessful. This investigation is ongoing. Mobile police want you to know that you can remain anonymous if you have any information about the owner, about that blue trailer which they have posted pictures of online, or if you have information about this horse. Contact 251-208-7211 and remember, you can remain anonymous. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 6:57. It's Thursday. Means Captain Bobby's less than an hour away with the FM Talk 106.5 fishing report. The rain will be out of here and the sun will shine. And the cold weather is actually pretty good for fishing this time of year. Captain Bobby will line that out for us at 7:50. Lots more on the way. News is next.